USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passes the USMCA trade agreement, which will pass in the Senate with bipartisan support, and President Trump is expected to approve the NAFTA replacement in early 2020. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is making it official. He's now a Republican. The former Democrat made the announcement in the White House, sitting next to President Trump.
It's just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away. Two more things I want to say. One, you have my undying support.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And always.
And by the way, same way.
Thank you.
I'm endorsing him, okay? We're endorsing him. I can't speak for these two gentlemen, but I can say I'm endorsing him.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A court ruling reignites the Obamacare fight for 2020. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare's individual mandates, being declared unconstitutional. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals making that ruling, saying that the mandate can no longer be read as a tax, adding there's no other constitutional provision that justifies this exercise of congressional power. The panel is ordering a lower court to look at the rest of Obamacare to see if the rest of the law should be thrown out.
An Arctic blast could hit much of the country today and tomorrow. AccuWeather says an Alberta Clipper is sweeping into the Great Lakes region and the Northeast, bringing frigid cold temperatures and blustery winds. Single digits and sub-zero temperatures are predicted today and tomorrow from Minneapolis all the way to Boston. The temperatures are expected to be 8 to 16 degrees below normal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, how is the impeachment of President Trump playing across America? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News,
I think we're already seeing it backfire on them, and I think people are seeing that these are all unfounded impeachment facts that they brought forward. There's nothing there of substance that people can look at and point to of why we should be going through these proceedings, and they really want to be talking about things that affect their everyday lives here in South Dakota and across the Midwest and the heartland. They want to talk about these trade agreements. They want to talk about opportunities that they have to feed the world and to save their family farms. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think is frustrating for them, is they turn on their national news and all they hear about is the circus going on in Washington, D.C., and it doesn't reflect anything that's going on in their lives.
A 17-year-old girl is arrested for allegedly stealing a plane. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident.
Thank you, Wendy. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.